The following shiurim were given by Rabbi Gershon Naftin as part of the daily shiur of Yonigu Mashiach in Yeshivas Lubavitch, Cincinnati.
The first time the Leviathan appears to us in Torah is an interesting Rashi. Rashi says in Parashas Bereishis that the Eibishter says Vayivra Satanina Magdalim, that the Eibishter created the big fish. And Rashi says, which big fish are we talking about? Eila Leviosin, this is the Leviosin. Rashi continues, Zohar Unikeva Boro Isan, the Eibishter created them. There was a man and woman Leviosin. Ra Shein Eila Miskayim, he saw that if they would have children together, there would be no world. Why would there be no world? Because they would push and attack each other. They would have, they're so big, there wouldn't be enough place for everyone. So what did he do? So he killed the female Leviathan, and Rashi says, "Umochem leTzadikim lasid love," and he's holding it, waiting for the feast of the Tzadikim lasid love. This is the first interaction that we have with the Leviathan, and automatically the question becomes, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know, Bochum, they don't ask this question. But if you go to the world, you once give a, you know, give a shear to the ladies or different people. Vos Ephes, they decided to kill the female Leviosin. Vos Ephes. You have a choice to kill the male or the female. In other words, either way, there's not going to be kids from this group. Hagat men in the cave? My eye. Nocha Shaila. And Void Voiker. Me and you, we're shy to make a mistake. In other words, we could say, oh, we tried this out. Oh, it didn't work, let's go to plan B. It seems like the Eibishter created them so that they should be here. All of a sudden he realized later that it won't work, but he wasn't able to figure that out before. The Eibishter knows exactly what's going on. So therefore, what does it mean that why did he make it only then to have charat and then destroy it and give it to Tzadikim Mosid Love? Third Shaila is Bechlau. Why do we need Sudas HaLeviosim Lotsud Lovi? In other words, Vos Felton's fish Lotsud Lovi. In other words, talking about Lotsud Lovi, why is the chasing of a Leviosim? The Eibishter has to give us a Sudas HaLeviosim. What's the connection between Sudas HaLeviosim to the holy Yonim of Lotsud Lovi? These are the basic shailas about the topic of Leviosim itself. In order to understand that, we have to understand Bechlau, what the Leviathan represents. We know everything that's created in the world represents a certain thing. What happened to the man? It says, what's going to happen? The man is hanging out under the ocean. And when Mashiach comes, he's going to fight with the Shor HaBar, this big axe. The axe is going to kill the fish. And with the tail of the fish, he's going to shech the axe. And we're going to have a big suda of the fish and the axe. In other words, we're soon going to see the two different sudas, the sudas of the Zohar, the fish that's going to be from the killed Zohar, and the old salted fish of the Nekeva, but that we'll get to Behemshek, what are the difference in the two sudas. But right now, let's first discuss, what does Leviathan itself represent? The Alter Rebbe tells us an amazing thing. The Alter Rebbe tells us that if you want to know the mahus of something, you have to look at its name. That's why it brings down the famous story of Reb Meir. The Reb Meir was a little bit paranoid. We know Bechlau, that who was the kimat from the most, if you want to use the word eccentric, tanoim, it was Reb Meir. Where do we see that? Who remembers last year's Gemara? Where do we see that Reb Meir was more chayish to things? He was a little bit more serious about things than other tanoim. We had that Beis on the Beis. The Gemara in Gittin says that the mayor chayish lemiuta. The mayor was the one that even when it comes to the miut, the rare cases, no one worries about them. The mayor chayish lemiuta. Another thing the Gemara says about the mayor mechadid the tveiv layodet l'seif daiti. He was so smart that they didn't understand what he was saying. He was on a new level. Therefore, the halacha is not like a mayor. We also find the chlal in the Gemara last year that a mayor was chayshish a lot of things, ksiva, chsima, and mechuber, all these dinim of mechuber and all this stuff is a mayor. He was always chayshish to a lot of things. Another thing that he was a little bit into was names. So it says a story that he walks into an inn with his friend, and the first thing is he asks the innkeeper, "What's your name?" And the innkeeper said, "My name is Kedar." So he says, "No, I'm not sleeping here." So they asked him why. He says, "Because it says in the pasuk, Kedar tapuches hema. They are a very upside down generation. And if such a person's name is Kedar, so he must be a shtickle tapuches, he must be a shtickle upside down, and therefore I'm not sleeping in this inn." His friends told him, the mayor, that's a little bit, you're taking it to the next step. So they slept in their inn, and he slept over there. They came at night, and they had to put their money in the bank, so they gave it to the innkeeper to hold it. The innkeeper took it, and the next day when they asked him for his money, the Gemara says that he told them, "I don't know what money you're talking about." They come running to the mayor, and the mayor says, "Huh? Is that stuff?" Now, like Rabbi Kalmanson always says, "I may be paranoid. That doesn't mean everyone's not against me." In other words, is that stuck? Yes, dvorim begoy. And therefore, mi kuntis. So he asked them, "Nu, help me get out of the situation." The Gemara says like this. He told them, "Go to the, probably in the guy's house. Go to the guy's wife. Tell him, you know that your husband just brought home this pink wallet, this red wallet, this green, whatever color wallet, very distinct. That was our mash, can give it back." They went to the lady. The lady was a simple lady. She said, "Oh, gave it back." The husband comes home and asks, "Where's the new money that we just brought in last night?" So she said, "We gave it back." So the woman says, he ended up killing his wife. That's the end of the story. What's the nekuda? The nekuda is names have a very big shaychus to people. Therefore, we're always makbid to name after Rabbeim, and name after Tzadikim, or Chas V'Shalom not give a name after a Rasha, because a name helps or brings out the mahus of the person.